I think the key thing is, I would sort of say, that I have been through a phase or through phases where I've been good, bad, or otherwise in terms of thinking about the diabetes. But I think I would mention the fact that it is important to keep your blood sugar levels at a reasonable level. And that I think people should take it more seriously than I certainly did when I was a student. So I think I would really emphasise the fact that it is good to get into the routine of testing all the time. And to make it a habit rather than a hindrance. So for me, I just do check it regularly, and it might be annoying sometimes, but I think it's good the fact that I've got into that routine now and I do do it. And I would say, don't let it rule your life. If you really want to do something, then there is generally a way around it. Try and find a doctor who is good. And if not, then, I think I would probably hazard a guess that within most surgeries or wherever it is that you go to have your consultations, even if the doctor's not as easy to get on with, I'm sure there's a nurse that is. Because I've probably had situations where I've said to the nurse and the doctor's having a go at me, and they will have a bit of banter with you. So I think it's about finding people that you can talk to really and be open and honest with them.
And do you think a lot about being diabetic?
Yeah, I mean, not all of the time, but ad hoc when situations arise, I do contemplate the fact that, basically I am very lucky to be alive because either, if I don't take insulin, I am basically dead. I mean, that might sound a very blunt statement, but that's the fact of the matter. I don't know if whenever it was in the, early 19, whatever, up until 1920 odd, I would be dead. Thereafter, people have been able to be cured because of that. Well, not cured, but I'm kept alive because I take insulin. And sometimes if I'm having a narky moment, it can really annoy me. Why me? That kind of element can come out. But on the other hand, you have to think of the positive and say, well, actually, I'm lucky that I am kept alive because of this. So, that can be quite, because I do think about things a lot, so it does, I do contemplate why do certain people have it happen to them. But then, you can link that to any disease or any disorder or any thing that goes wrong, if you like. And is it something, I don't know, why does it happen to certain people?
What keeps you going?
I think, like I've sort of just said, really, at the end of the day, I'm lucky to be alive. So I have to try and remember that. I suppose I am a bit of a pessimist most of the time, but I realise that I've got a really good support network around me. My family, my mum and dad, my brothers, all my friends have been really helpful and supportive over the years, and Mag's my husband, and any other family members in the wider family, sort of Mag's parents and all that, all these people will look out for me, and I'm really grateful to that. Employers, just people I come across who get to know that I'm diabetic, I've been very lucky, and I think you just have to think about that.